Welcome to the Level Up Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Alex. I went from being a cop to an eight-figure entrepreneur that helps average people like you and me make money every single day. I created this podcast to help you get motivated and to crush your goals. Let's win together. Remember, I have your six. Get ready to level up right now. Hey guys, and welcome to the Level Up Podcast with Paul Alex. I'm here with my special friend, Andrew and Bessie. Andrew and Bessie is actually an eight-figure entrepreneur. And over the last 20 months, guys, he's done over $25 million across the board with all his businesses. However, it wasn't always like this for Andrew, guys. As you guys know, humble beginnings, right? Only 4 years ago, he was just finding his footing and driving DoorDash, guys. So if you're driving DoorDash, here's the great possibilities for you, right? He was making around $2,000 to $3,000 a month, guys. He spent 2 years studying sales, marketing, and business through online mentorships. And before he jumped in and started his own business, he actually helps individuals access up to $250,000 with zero interest business credit. So this is going to be a good one, guys. Tune in, right? And he can help you fund any business or any investment that you want. To date, guys, over the last 2.5 years, he's helped over 3,000 individuals access more than $150 million in funding, guys, to start and scale their businesses. So, Andrew, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, bro.
Absolutely, man. As always, dude, Miami resident. I mean, we connected like when I moved down here, dude, and it's been such a game changer, dude. You've helped so many of my clients get funding for their businesses.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And yeah, no, I'm more than happy to help them, you know, take advantage of a great opportunity. No. I talk about it all the time, even just to my own clients, because they're always looking for things to do with the funding that they get.
Yeah.
And I say, you got to connect with Paul Alex because he knows he knows what to do when it comes to ATMs, BTMs, and merchant.
Yeah.
It's just incredible what you do.
Yeah, it's the new wave, dude. You got to make your money work for you, right?
Yeah, it's a great way to make your money work for you because it's something that you could set up and it could just essentially run for you without being there, like super heavy monitoring it, like a big business or something, right? But like you could just set it up and it just produces income for you.
No, absolutely, man. So let's start from the very beginning, dude. So roughly 4 years ago, you were driving DoorDash. Start from there, dude, because a lot of people need to hear this. A lot of people need to be motivated, but not only that, learn the mindset. The mindset that you have to scale like you did, dude. So start from there.
Yeah, for sure. And I've learned over the past week to really like put this together as what I like to call like knowledge, approach, resources. So I think a lot of people when they start, they don't know the right approach and they don't have the right knowledge. You know, it's very quick and easy to get access to resources, right? But you really need both knowledge and approach to be successful with a business, investment, whatever it may be. So back in 2020, it was post-COVID, right? We were all recovering from COVID. I was just living at home with my parents. Didn't have an income stream. I was just making money through DoorDash. But I knew I needed to make more money to achieve my own financial goals, to achieve my personal goals. I didn't know what I really wanted as a career. So I just turned to the internet so I could work from home, make money, be able to enjoy my life, have enough money to do what I want whenever I want. And I started diving into all these different courses online and very quickly started getting burned because I didn't know what to look for. That was the first lesson I learned early on. I already had the hard work ethic, which is so important. And I've noticed in those groups of thousands of people, I'm sure you've been part of those same like Facebook groups, school communities, and you see thousands of people. And what's the difference between us making it work versus the people who don't make it work? I think it comes down to work ethic and having access to the right information.
No, absolutely, dude. And before you get into that, man, because you're going to get into the deep roots of this, but like, let's go step a little bit back. Where were you living at this moment in your life?
Yeah, I was living with my parents back in New Jersey.
In New Jersey. So you're an East Coast boy.
I'm an East Coast boy.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I made a ton of friends since I moved to Miami from like New York, Connecticut, and like New Jersey. So it's pretty awesome, dude. Yeah. A different environment for sure. But yeah. Me being a California boy, dude, I'm still adjusting to absolutely the lifestyle out here.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. I love it. You know, we get to network with like-minded individuals like ourselves.
Yep.
So when you were driving DoorDash, dude, what was in your mind? Like you were driving DoorDash and for a lot of people, they're driving DoorDash and they're like probably not thinking like this yet. They're probably like, they're just trying to make ends meet. They know DoorDash is a sustainable income because you're able to go ahead and rely on this company that created this application to provide you a job, and all you have to do is just simply pick up food and drop it off. How can you mess that up, right?
Yeah.
But how much do you really get paid off of that?
You know, I was working pretty hard at it. I was making maybe like $3,000 to $4,000 at my peak.
Yeah. How many hours?
But I was working like at least 8 to 12 hours a day. I had a pretty good area in which I could deliver food. They were like, I started like learning how to, you know, play the system to where I can make more money.
Okay.
And it was by declining orders. It was like a very clever strategy. So I would only accept 25% of my orders. And right. I would do that so that way I would get like the $10 orders or the $12 orders. And those would take me 15 minutes. So if I could do those quickly and I could keep declining orders, I could increase my hourly rate to something like $40 an hour. Wow. And I could make money fast. But those were only during the hot hours.
Got it.
Right? Like that's like 12 to 2. And then from like 2 to 4, it's like kind of dead. And then you have dinner. Hmm. So, you know, there's a lot to consider with that.
So from 12 to 4, usually the hot hours, you decline until you see an order that is going to make you like $10 or more. And then those usually take you about 10 to 15 minutes. So you're talking about more quality and then quantity when you're looking at the orders.
Yeah, it was like a little strategy I came up with.
That's pretty badass, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to make like $5 a mile, basically.
Wow.
Right? Because you got to factor in gas. You got to factor in how much time it's going to take. All these little like things. But that's how focused I was on trying to make more money. But I realized that it wasn't a long-term thing. Living in my parents' house, not a long-term thing. Not having enough money to afford my own apartment, you know, this was not a long-term thing. Mm. I realized I had to start making some more money because this was just not going to be sustainable for a very long time, especially when you consider things like inflation, housing market goes up in price, and if I'm only making $3,000 to $4,000 a month, I'm never going to afford my own place or afford to live on my own.
Bro, $3,000 to $4,000 a month is the reality for a lot of people right now.
I know.
And that's the crazy part. But guys, if you guys are currently doing DoorDash or any of the delivery orders, hey, Andrew just already gave you game, guys. He just dropped some major golden nuggets here if you're doing that, okay? So follow those steps. All right, so to get to it, dude, so you went into the online world. Were you big on social media before you actually went on social media to start like a consulting company?
Yeah, no, really, I wasn't big at all on social media. I wasn't really using it. I wouldn't really post. I really wouldn't film any stories or anything like that. It was just kind of something I had there with, you know, some moments of my life.
Okay. And then you started researching. Was it somebody like a friend or a mentor that told you like, hey dude, you gotta start investing in self-education? How did you like fall into that?
Yeah. So I fell into just self-education because I think I had some experiences in the past. Mm. I bought an Amazon course in the past, like $500.
Yeah.
I didn't really do anything with it. But then I bought a music production program. It was like $2,000. And because I really have always wanted to be a music producer. So I've always had this urge to be independent and do my own things. And even more so after I had this one corporate experience, like a year before COVID, I was doing an internship at a corporate company and I wasn't huge on the culture and the job I was doing. And I said, there's no way I could work somewhere as boring as this for the rest of my life. So I was always attracted to, you know, being able to do something fun and make money while doing it. And that's what I think really got me interested in music production, because I think it's very cool. I think it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And so I had that experience is really what I'm getting at. Is I had this course that I bought and I was part of a community and my music production skills did get better. So I went from not understanding, for example, what stereo imaging was when you put on your headphones and you hear stuff in your ears and then like on top of your head. I started learning and I realized that, wow, there is potential in this online education stuff because I have seen results in the past from it.
Yeah.
So that really built up my courage because eventually I think I was just looking for ways to make money and then the ads just started targeting me. Mm. I started getting the e-commerce ads. I started getting the SMMA ads. I started like getting those ads to learn how to make money online.
And Andrew, just before you go deeper into that. What is SMMA? Because we have a lot of beginner people listening to this, and they're probably like, what is that, bro?
Yeah, SMMA stands for Social Media Marketing Agency. Mm-hmm. It's a company or a firm that would advertise, do marketing for other businesses. Like, you're basically like a freelancer, and you charge businesses, whether it's like $1,000 or $5,000 a month, to do marketing for their businesses, which means just posting on social media or running advertising for them. That's what a social media marketing agency would do.
And it's huge.
It's huge.
I use quite a few people for my businesses, and dude, they're raking it in, man. Like, they charge a retainer. Typically, retainer guys is like anywhere between 5 to 20 G's, depending on who you use, right? The more expensive means the more experience they have.
Sure.
And then also, a lot of times, they'll charge also a percentage of your sales, depending on what platform they're actually promoting for you.
Yeah.
So it's very lucrative if you do it right.
Yeah.
Right. So that's cool, man. So you get targeted with all these courses at this time, right before you hit gold, meaning that like you found that course or that program that got you basically the knowledge to know what to actually do and how to implement it. How much money did you spend before you got there, bro? Like overall, because you were investing your DoorDash money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I started in like August of 2020.
Yeah.
And up to that point, I had saved up $10,000. And very quickly, I blew all that money by the time the end of September came around on different courses, advertising spend, and just, I very quickly just lit that money on fire, threw it in trash can because I didn't know what I was looking for.
Right.
And I was just looking for knowledge. And the first lesson I learned really early on was that, and I didn't have any entrepreneurs in my family, by the way, who I could learn from.
Right.
So I was kind of on my own trying to figure out how sales or marketing or any of that stuff worked. And I didn't even know that was what was important.
Mm.
I just was trying to learn about a business model. And that's why I think a course is only good for the most part, is like you're going to learn about something. But where you're really going to get the best experience, in my opinion, is if you could get your hands on a one-on-one mentorship. Mm. So that's really where I started learning, like, okay, like I'm buying all these courses. I'm spending 12, 16 hours a day watching these videos.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at all these other success stories. And I'm thinking to myself, how did these guys become successful?
Right.
And I only know as much as I am in these videos. And there's definitely some missing pieces. Now I look back at it, there were totally missing pieces that I didn't know. Mm. And I didn't have someone to really learn from, pick their brain, think, see what they were thinking about themselves. Like, what were the things that they were focused on? Because I was trying to develop this information as a brand new newbie. And that was something I didn't realize was a huge component to why I wasn't, you know, succeeding with it. So that $10,000, although I didn't get the anticipated result, I did get a priceless lesson. And I think that's another, you know, valuable thing to mention about just when people are getting into investing or business for the first time, is that there's going to be times where you get burned and there's going to be times where you don't make any money.
Right.
But you have to take away the lesson that you learned. And if you can't take away a lesson, then you're going to end up blaming everyone else for your failures. Facts. And you have to take some kind of responsibility over what you could have done better and what you didn't know and how your approach could have been better. And most importantly, you got to take away a lesson like, I wish I knew that. Okay, now I can take that lesson and, you know, pick up from where I left off and learn from my mistakes and get into the next thing.
Yeah, no, that's awesome, dude. So let's dive into the mindset, because I'm at the level of podcast, dude. The main reason why I even launched this podcast, like the beginning of this year in 2024, is just simply to help people with the biggest needle mover that every entrepreneur needs to work on a daily basis. I even work on this. I know you do too, is mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Mindset. So where was your mindset at when you were failing, dude? When you invested that $10,000 and you weren't getting the result you wanted, like where was your mind at? Like, how did you feel, dude? What were like everybody around you in your environment telling you, dude?
Sure. So I think a lot of people in my environment didn't know if it was going to work or not. They weren't really like firm believers in what I saw. And that's, there's going to be a lot that to unpack in this, because there's a lot of things that ran through my mind when you say that.
Yeah.
There's going to be people that look at what you're doing and they're not going to fully understand because they haven't seen what you've seen. Mm. And it's important that you don't listen to others who don't see what you see. Because if you see this opportunity in front of you, but others don't, then why would you look to them for advice when they aren't really the ones who have the same passion or drive for the dreams that you have for yourself? It's not the right thinking process, and it ultimately boils down to you're afraid of, you know, continuing to take chances and losing money. But that's not the worst case scenario at all. The worst thing is you don't want to, you know, die saying, oh, I regret this. And, you know, you don't want to die and say, oh, I wish I gave that a shot. I wish I tried harder. Because the worst case scenario is that you just keep doing the thing that you're doing right now. You keep spending money on these things and you keep having failures. But with every failure, you get closer to success. So the only obstacles that exist are the ones that you create. And I knew that early on. And that wasn't like a quote I would say to myself, but inherently I had just kind of like this instinct of the only way I'm ever going to like lose is if I give up. And I wasn't willing to give up. While I see that a lot of people who are new, they run into a failure, they say it doesn't work, and they give up. But the reality is there's plenty of people out there that make so many different business models work, whether it's ATMs or BTMs or merchant or a restaurant or a barber shop. I have a barber who, you know, just opened up his own shop right down the street from here.
There's
so many different ways to go about it. But I think, you know, the mindset is like you can't just give up when it gets tough. You know, like you have to just keep working hard, and it's going to be a lot of work. Like you see all the luxury of entrepreneurship where you get to buy the cars, the boats, the penthouses. I have all those things, but it's consistent work every single day, even on the weekends, even on the holidays, to eventually achieve that goal. But I already know in the next 5, 10, 15 years, I'm gonna be so far ahead of where everyone else was who started at the same time as me. And I'm gonna have the opportunity later in life to do all the things that everyone else dreams about. You know, I don't say that in a cocky way, but it's because that's the risk that you take, and that's the reward you get.
Let me ask you a real question, bro. Is it worth it?
Totally worth it. Mm-hmm. You know, actually, I think instinctively, totally worth it. But at the same time, I think sometimes you'll think like, you know, I've seen people say this. I've seen other people say, my life was good when I was a DoorDasher. My life is good now. And, you know, it's great having more money. Yeah. But, you know, as you grow bigger, more money, more problems, right?
Of course.
So you could pick your problems too. If you're smart enough in the beginning, like, and if you can evaluate the risks of what you're getting into before you jump into it, like, what problems am I going to experience at the $100,000 a month level, at the $1 million a month level, the $10,000 a month level? What problems am I going to have? And if they're problems that you are, you know, excited to solve, like, yeah, like, you know, it's going to be okay. But I think, you know, it's definitely rewarding to have more than what you started with.
Yeah.
And there's opportunities I've been able to do that many people still dream of, but, you know, haven't been able to do for themselves because they haven't taken that leap of faith, whether it be buying a home for my parents or giving my brother an opportunity to work and produce and make money. Mm. You know, it's like those kind of heartfelt things that you want to do things for your family, your friends, that you're never going to be able to do unless you don't give up on yourself and keep working hard every single day to make it happen.
Yeah, that's some fire advice, dude. So let's do a 2-minute masterclass right now for somebody that's watching this, okay? So if you were to give someone 3 steps to execute, okay, what would those 3 steps be in order to get their business up and running, no matter what business they're going into? But what would be the 3 main focus points?
Yeah, totally. That's so funny because I was talking about it a little bit earlier, but I just came up with this acronym the other day. I call it the CAR method. Because if you want to be successful, you got to, you know, and it's success is like driving a car. And we spell CAR, K-A-R, which stands for knowledge, approach, resources. Mm-hmm. you know, if you want to be successful, first you have to have enough knowledge about what you're getting into. So the business model, doesn't matter what the business model is, you should understand what is involved with this business model. You have to understand what the risks are with this business model. You need to learn who the mentors are in this business model that you can learn from, who you could replicate, who you can duplicate. And, you know, you really want to know everything that you could possibly learn about this business model so you can be successful with it, because you're only going to have success if you have access to the right information, not just any information, but you need the right information. So you should look for the best one-on-one mentor that has done the things that you want to be successful at. And from there, learn everything there is to know, whether it be the benefits, the risks, the problems that you'll eventually run into, the profit margins, all these different things. You're going to want to learn about it. Now, all that right, correct knowledge is completely worthless unless you have the right approach. So this means the mindset, the concepts of blame versus responsibility, you know, having the right attitude, having just anything that has to do with the right approach. Are you going to have the correct work ethic? And, you know, how are you going to handle failures? So you need to have the right approach, because if you could have all the right knowledge, but it's going to be worthless if you're only spending an hour a day doing it. And you could have, you know, an insane work ethic, but if you don't have the right knowledge, it doesn't matter. Finally, once you have those two things aligned, then you need the right resources, which is where you know, confront the capital to invest into these different opportunities, whether it be mentorships, advertising spend, different business services, different inventory expenses like ATMs or hard assets. You need the resources, whether it's investing in real estate, but you need the knowledge and the approach first. And that's where I really like my own product, helping people get the resources with 0% interest business credit. Because we could help someone get up to, you know, anywhere between $50,000 to $250,000 of 0% interest business credit with just a few hours of work. As long as they have a, you know, a qualifying credit score, we could help them get capital to invest into those things, to learn the right knowledge, to learn the right skills, but they're going to have the approach too. And so during the process, we're helping them develop that approach. So that would be like my 2-minute masterclass to someone who's really looking to be successful.
I love that, dude. And that's so badass. So let's get into, let's say, hypothetically, I was a student or a client of yours, and I'm going ahead and asking you for your services. What would be the initial steps that I have to take in order to go ahead and get, you saw, like 50K or 100K for funding, because I want to start a dog grooming business called Cookie, right? Like my dog, right? Call it Cookie's Groomers. So I need 50 to 100K. I know everything that I need for the business, but I just don't have the money. I have good credit. I have decent credit, but I work a 9-to-5. No one's really educated me as I grew up, dude. And I'm coming to you for that help. So what would you do with a client like me?
Yeah, great question. So our service is like super simple. So it's not, it'll take very fast to actually explain. So someone comes to us, we make sure they're qualified first and foremost. We aren't going to sign up anyone who is not qualified. And sure, sometimes they slip through, but
what's the qualifications?
At least a 700 plus credit score. And then the only exception to that is if they have just, you know, high credit card utilization. We could help them get connected to a private lender who can pay down that balance temporarily, so their credit score goes above 700. But these banks aren't going to give you any credit unless you have a 700 plus credit score. So we'll make sure someone's qualified. They sign up with us. We get full details of what their credit profile looks like, whether it be late payments or credit card usage, what relationships they currently have, where they live, all these different things. We don't need their SSN either. We trust that they're going to give us the accurate, correct information. This takes about 15, 20 minutes. We have a document that we have them fill out. And then from there, our team will create a custom funding plan personalized to what that person's profile is, and we'll provide them that funding plan. And so each bank has a different strategy on how we go about getting the most amount of funding possible from each bank. So, you know, there will probably be anywhere between 6 to 12 different banks that we'll apply to together. And so each bank will have a different strategy. And that's the last part. And this takes maybe like you know, an hour or two to knock out all the banks that you can do just from home, whether they're like remote applications or online applications. And then for each in-person bank, because there's three ways we apply with people, and we do it with people because that's what gets them the best results. Like if we do just like a blitz of online algorithmic applications, it does not yield the same results. So we ask for our clients to be part of the process. So that way, you know, there's certain cards where you could apply online and get a $10,000 limit, but if you know this secret strategy, you could get a $50,000 limit. But that requires the client's participation because the bankers, the employees at these institutions are going to want participation and, you know, like the client doing it, so it's not fraud. So, so you know, we'll spend a little bit of time going through each application, going through whether it's an online application, a relationship manager remotely, or walking into the branch. And we're just walking through that strategy with them, this place, this funding product, and this is how we do it. We'll do it together. We do it together online, or we coach them on how to walk into the branch. And through that, you know, usually they get anywhere between $50,000 to $250,000 with just a few hours of work.
Dude, that's awesome. That's awesome. It's almost like a no-brainer, especially as someone who's like in startup mode and they need cash and they know that they can make a large percentage in profit margins. And leverage that, man. OPM, other people's money, right? I'm a big believer of that. I would always send people to American Express, the blue cash, personal or business credit card, zero interest.
It's a perfect card.
For 12 months, 18 months sometimes. And a lot of times for a lot of my clients before, they have gotten about $6,000. That's what I see around like the range.
Yeah, it's perfect. Like, you know, for like new people, they might get, you know, stumped with something like $2,000, but if you have like, you know, a better credit profile, existing relationship with them potentially, usually those people get between like $10,000, $25,000, you know, on a single card. So it's pretty sweet. And that's the thing. And that's what I learned really early on too. Like super valuable for the beginner. It's like, if you want to really be successful, the opportunities that are going to change your life are going to cost more than just $1,000 or $2,000. If you think that you can just buy a $1,000 course or a $2,000 course and you're going to be successful, not saying that it's not possible, but if you really want to get closer to guaranteeing your chances of success, which it's never guaranteed, it's always going to be dependent on you having the right information and you having the right approach. The best way to do is like, you're going to have to spend more money to get access to these mentors. Like these mentors are not cheap. They're going to charge you $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 to work one-on-one with them. So you're going to need to put some skin in the game to get access to the right information, to learn from the right people. So that way you could have better chances of being successful. I think a lot of people miss that. Like that's why you would want to get access to that capital. Because if you're new and starting out, it's like investing into college. But you're investing in a way better opportunity than college. Because you're learning how to become a millionaire from someone who is already a millionaire. And you're learning the strategy that helped them become a millionaire. And it's going to cost money. It's going to cost $10,000, $20,000, $50,000. So you could get a 0% card, put, you know, like pay minimum payments like $100, $200 a month, 1 or 2% of the balance that you owe. And you don't have to pay any interest on this money. And while you're learning and while you're getting better, you're starting to make way more money than what you were making before. And you start paying down that balance in bigger chunks.
Something that I love that you said, bro, skin in the game. I'm big on that, right? Year to date, since you started your venture and you successfully launched your funding consulting business, how much have you invested in yourself?
Millions at this point. Even just this year, I think I'm close to a million.
Who are your current mentors right now?
Good question. We have a lot of conversations, and actually your questions are really great. I'm glad. We've actually, just for the audience, like we've never had like kind of a conversation like this. We've talked about each other's backstories, but Paul asks great questions. I'm learning from a lot of people. My first sales mentor, his name was Dylan Cadullo. He taught me a lot about sales. I've also learned a lot from Grant Cardone, Brandon Dawson, Andy is a good mentor. Phenomenal. In leadership. Yeah, he's like super motivating, you know, really knows how to drive the best version of yourself.
Yeah.
I think Brandon Dawson is really great when you're learning systems and processes for a company.
Yeah.
And like structuring it and things like that. Dylan Cadula is really good with sales. And then I had like a couple of really good marketing mentors. I would prefer not to say their names just because they're not really doing what they were teaching anymore. So they kind of like ventured into other stuff and kind of left some people in the dust.
Oh, wow.
So I was just kind of one of those lucky few who were in the right place at the right time and took advantage of that opportunity. And even just like for my own like self-development, kind of like a controversial one, but one that's probably been the number one source of like my personal, professional, and financial success would be the Church of Scientology. So all together, those have been like my mentors that have taken me from $3,000 to $4,000 a month as a DoorDash driver to $1 million a month entrepreneur.
Who would you say, okay, right now in just consulting, because that's the world we're in right now in the online space, are the top three consultants? And would you say, and it could vary, dude, but that really is dominating the market, you know? Because I know you mentioned Grant Cardone and a few other, like Andy Elliott. Mm-hmm. Those are top dogs, dude. But in your eyes, who are the top three right now?
Yeah, I think, honestly, I've seen a lot of what other people have, and when you and you only know what you know, and you also know that there's things you don't know, and then there's also you don't know that you don't know. Brandon Dawson actually talks about this. You take a pie, like a circle of all the information that exists in the universe, and 1% of that is you know what you know. The other 1% is you know what you don't know, and then 98% of that is you don't know what you don't know.
Mm.
So I don't know about everyone's programs, but I've been around a lot of people this year. I've been around Ty Lopez, Brad Lee, Andy Elliott. I've been around Patrick Bet-David, Brandon Dawson, Grant Cardone. I mean, I've been around a lot of people. And I think if you're going to learn, like leadership, Andy is just a motivational guy. Like he really knows how to cultivate an audience and cultivate a team. And then I also really like Brandon Dawson for his ability to build systems and, you know, all that stuff. And then honestly, as a third, I would honestly say the church, because that's really where I learned a lot of great stuff, like whether it be communication techniques and strategies. They have really good admin tech about an organizing board. Very inspiring stories too. Just like there's a lot that can be learned there. We were even like, they've gone up against some huge battles too in their life, and they've been able to overcome a lot of battles.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really looking for those organizations, those people who've been able to overcome a lot of adversity, who've been able to design and set up things. I mean, Brandon, you know, they have multiple nine-figure companies, and they're doing it bigger than most people. So they must have something different than what other people have.
Right.
You know, Andy's grown so fast, and a lot of it is really because of how well he's branded himself and his leadership.
Absolutely.
So I think when you can combine all those things, I feel like I'm in the right place at the right time, just where I'm at. Because I could go learn from all these other people too, but I feel really confident with the specific people I'm working with right now.
Yeah, you don't need a big group. You don't need a huge network. You just need the right people.
Yeah, totally.
And I think that's what you got, bro. You're in the right place. You're in Miami. It's the hub for entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just have access and proximity. I'm a big believer in proximity, man. So let me ask you, and this is going to be probably the final question.
Yeah.
My question is, what builds a solid culture, a solid company once, like, let's say everybody watching right now, they're like, dude, I'm about to hook up with Andrew and Bessie and get some funding from him so I can launch my restaurant, or I can launch, you know, the business that I've been dreaming of, right?
Yeah.
Because for most people, it's finances. That's what it comes down to.
Sure.
Or they're not ready as far as the level of mindset that they have, which is fine because we can work with you. But let's say they're ready to do the funding, they're qualified, and now their business is starting to evolve and it's scaling, right? And it's getting to the point where they're working 18 hours, man. I mean, I'm pretty sure you remember this.
Sure.
A few years ago, I was working 18, 20 hours on my businesses. And I was just like, oh, dude, I got to hire people. I don't know how to. So then I started hiring people who grew massively, got 100 employees. And it's just culture is everything, dude. Culture and environment. And I believe leading by example is one of the biggest pivots. But for you, man, what's your opinion on that?
Yeah, I think once someone discovers a system that works for them, right? And most importantly, before you start hiring, I think it's important to really see for yourself how that position can perform at max capacity before you give it to someone else. Because when you give it to someone else, you're going to have to give them the opportunity to achieve their personal, professional, and financial goals too. So when I finally hired my first salesperson, I made sure that there was a runway for him to make $10,000 to $20,000 a month, and I knew what that looked like. So I think that's a very critical point to add, but don't underestimate the value of building a culture and how critical and important that is to the growth of your business. Because you shouldn't just hire people who are talented. You should be hiring people who work really hard and want to learn and get better every single day and aren't going to settle for less. Like, you don't want people who know it all because they're not going to follow instructions. There's a lot to consider. And at first, like, hiring was difficult for me because I didn't know what I was looking for.
Yeah.
But if I had to give something to tell someone on what they should be looking for, you should really write down everything that it is about you that, you know, you resemble, because you want to work with people just like you. Maybe they aren't like as entrepreneurial as you and they're looking for something a little bit more stable and they want to be more of an intrapreneur versus an entrepreneur, which is totally great. And you really want to find out what are those qualities about you that define who you are that you would want to surround yourself with. It's like really important that you're pulling in hard workers, people who, you know, are listening to podcasts like this. Like, they eat, sleep, and breathe success. Like, it's all they think about. They're not going out on the weekends. They're not doing stupid shit, right? Sorry for the cuss, but
it's all right.
Yeah, but it's like that. You really want to find people who are going to be engaged, but you're going to be the opinion leader. Yeah. So every morning for us, like, we have a daily all team meeting where we get fired up. We, you know, share the wins from the day before. You know, I know Andy, for example, he has like a little creed that he does with his sales team. Brandon and Grant, Grant Cardone in Miami with Cardone U and the Cardone Capital guys.
Yeah.
They have like a huge rally with 200 people at like 9 a.m.
I love that.
Insane. Like, the whole room is screaming, clapping. It's like little things like that will get your team excited and motivated to work for you every single day and work for themselves because they have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
So I think there's like a lot of little things, but most importantly, you need to be bringing in the right people who want to be part of that culture. Because, I mean, likely if you're watching this, you want to have something energetic. You're probably watching this because you don't want to succumb to this corporate boring lifestyle. Yep. It's just my guess. And, you know, you have to show your energy and you have to make sure the people that you're bringing in already have that energy. It's very hard to coach or teach someone how to have that energy. Yeah. So you really want to have those people who want to be part of something that is exciting and have that same goal. You don't want someone who's looking to pass time and just get paychecks. You want someone who's going to be excited. They're going to bring energy. They're going to compete. They're going to hustle with others. And that's probably the mindset that you have. And so you want to create and develop a team of people who do that and start, you know, creating like your own little knickknacks, like between each other, like your own little, like, not necessarily inside jokes, but just things that make the company the company.
People want to work with other people they relate to, other people they can have fun with. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I was back in law enforcement, dude, that's what really kept me there. It fulfilled me because the people, I built relationships with my coworkers, even community members, dude, and it made it fun. It made it fun as a cop, you know, and most people are like, it was fun as a cop. I was like, yeah, dude, not the fact that I was arresting people, but I'm just saying, like, it was more of like the culture. It was just like everybody was in there, work as a team, you know, everybody make sure they're safe, and we're there to one mission, one team, right? And that's the way I brought it into entrepreneurship as well, dude. So I totally agree with everything you're saying. So Andrew, where can they go ahead and find you? Let's say somebody wants to reach out to you, somebody like me, dude, wants to reach out to you and be like, Andrew, I need some money. So where can they find you, dude?
Yeah, probably the easiest way would just simply be on Instagram, at Andrew and Bessie. My last name is spelled with one S, so it's I-M as a Mary, B-E-S-I. And they can find me on Instagram. I also have a YouTube channel.
Drop it.
Same thing, at Andrew and Bessie. So yeah, I got a lot of content out there. There's you know, send me a private message on Instagram. I'll respond to you. You know, link in bio too if you just want to directly schedule a call with our team. So yeah,
I love it. And guys, that is the show. So we're gonna be doing roughly about 2 to 4 special episodes every single month here at the Level Up Podcast with Paul Alex. Guys, phenomenal actual episode, guys. Andrew just talked about doing funding. He talked about how you could get started with funding. I mean, minimum qualifications, I believe that 80%, probably even 90% of the United States and Canada. Do you do international as well?
It's only the United States, unfortunately.
United States, okay. United States only, but at the same time, United States, there's billions of people that are here. So at the end of the day, guys, if you're an entrepreneur, you have that vision, you have that dream, and you want to level up, go see Andrew. He'll help you with the funding, and that way we can all level up together. All right, guys, this is Paul Alex with the Level Up Podcast. Andrew, thanks again, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Take care, guys. Remember, I always have your 6. Make sure to share this episode with your family, friends, and anyone you care about. The world's already hard enough, and we need to take care of each other. Make sure to share this episode on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and share it with the world. Do me a big favor and tag me, Paul Alex. Also, keep the 5-star reviews on iTunes coming. This episode is going to help change the way the world thinks and will help everyone level up in their life. And lastly, if you want to continue to level up, learn more about business and life, then make sure to get a copy of my book, From Blue to Digital Gold, The New American Dream, on Amazon or at officialpaulalex.com.